Hi, friends, and welcome to Bible Basics Explained. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and I'll be your guide today on our journey to discover what the Bible says about peace. On our first day, we talked about what peace is. And then on our second day, we talked about where it comes from. Today, we'll be talking about peace, how to get it. Psalm 4, verse 8 says, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." Many years ago, there was a famous tightrope walker. He strung a rope across Niagara Falls and proceeded to tightrope walk across it. As the crowds gathered below, this world-famous tightrope walker continued to wow and amaze the audience by taking a wheelbarrow across, filled with bricks or various other things. The entire time, from the ground, a crowd member continued to say, "He is amazing. He's the greatest tightrope walker I've ever seen. He's simply stunning. I've never seen anything like it." After this went on for a while, the tightrope walker, as he inched his way back towards the place where the crowd was, looked down at the man and said, "If you think I'm that good, why don't you get in the wheelbarrow?" Of course, there was an awkward silence until the man finally fessed up and said, "I think you're good, but I don't think you're that good." David in this psalm is getting into the wheelbarrow of peace. He's being hunted and hounded by men who want him dead. He's at the center of a conspiracy plot against his crown, but he says, "In peace, I will both lay down and sleep." Have you ever laid down and not been able to sleep because of all the anxious thoughts swimming around in your brain? Well, David said, "I will lie down and sleep. You will actually give me sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." David gave the credit to God, like that tightrope walker, of being someone who could carry him across the vast chasm of anxiety in his life. Years ago, a missionary to South America wanted to explain what faith was to a village of natives who slept on hammocks extended 10 feet up in the air on poles. Struggling to translate the Bible into their language, one night the idea hit him when he watched a native climb a pole like a cat and fling himself through the air into the hammock. "Aha," he said, "that's my word." Then he went and he translated the word faith into flinging yourself completely in trust and dependence upon God. That's where David got his peace from. He was able to fling himself into his bed, knowing that he would awake because God would protect him. As David's eyes shut, he knew that God's eyes would remain open. Possessing peace doesn't mean that you live a life free from trouble. It means that into every life, as a little darkness falls, that you're able to trust God in the midst of the storm. Horatio Spafford was a financially well-off businessman who supported Dwight L. Moody, the famous evangelist. Placing his family on a ship, he sailed them out towards London to meet up with Dwight Moody as he finished his business affairs. Well, the Great Chicago Fire happened in the 1800s, and the ship carrying his family sank to the bottom of the Atlantic. Horatio Spafford took a ship over the Atlantic and had the captain stop in the place in the water where the previous ship had gone down, where he had lost his three daughters. As the ship floated over the very body of water where his daughters went down, he penned the following poem. "When peace, like a river, attends my soul, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you have taught me to say, it is well with my soul." He knew God was in control, and because of that, he had peace.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener supported, so thanks for giving. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.